This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The end.
It's the wake up call.
I have to tell you about a German woman.
I don't know why that made me laugh. There's nothing against Germany. They're allies.
A German woman that has been doing she finally was caught, but she's been doing one of the most hysterical things I've ever seen. And why haven't we all been doing this?
Okay.
She's been telling people she lives in Italy, and in an effort to rub elbows with Italy's elite, she's been telling people for years that she is the empress of a made-up place.
What?
That she's the empress of Glodenis.
Ooh. What a great name.
And all of this the only reason anybody found out was because she got in an accident. And once the cops got on the scene, they realized you haven't been paying for this car. It's expired. The plates are expired. Then they start digging more and they start realizing she isn't who she says she is. Her whole account on Instagram is her pretending to be this other person, and it worked.
She was rubbing elbows. Yeah. How long was she rubbing elbows with the Italian elite?
I think for a while.
Oh boy.
Holy cow.
Yeah. I'm trying to see if her Instagram is.
And she picked a good country too. I mean, you want to pick a place known for great food and art. And is her Instagram up?
It is up, and it does look like she be hobnobbing.
I love that. What is her Instagram?
Imperial House of Glodeni.
Wait, is it Glodeni or Glodenis?
Well, it's Glodeni apostrophe S.
So smart.
Glodenis?
Because maybe that's what the residents of Glodenis are. They are the Glodenis.
Okay.
And I'm thinking, like, how did she come up with such a pitch-perfect Disney Kingdom name? And you just, it sounds like you just pick a verb, and then she, in this case, picked a man's name, but, like, you can pick a woman's name. Why not?
You know? Okay, give me an example.
I am the Duke of Run Crystal.
So good.
Thank you. I'm not wearing my uniform right now.
Well, no, you want to. This is when Princess Jasmine goes and acts like she's part of the normal people.
Exactly.
You just want to be. You just want people to just know you for who you are.
My father's the Archbishop of Shine Hope. Verb and a woman's name. Verb and a man's name, I guess. You can just pick a man's name, too.
Oh,
you have to pick a good one. I wouldn't have thought Dennis would work, but, I mean, obviously Kevin is too, like, namey for, you know?
You can use Steve.
Steve.
All right, so let's get think of a verb.
Hop Steve.
Hop Steve. There you go. That works.
Yeah.
The Hop Stave are the people. They are my citizens.
Not Hop Stevians?
Hop Stevians. Right. Good. See, you got to work all this out. You write it all on paper before you try to infiltrate the elite of another country.
Yeah.
And what did she say she was?
She said that she was an empress.
An empress?
Yeah.
Which, again, I don't even think that exists anymore.
And the profile picture for her Instagram is a crest of probably something made up.
Wow. Easily made on ChatGPT.
Easily.
Or not even that, Canva.
So many pictures of her shaking hands with people.
That's incredible. So how do you get access to those people?
See, that I don't know. I think if you could just get in one time.
Yeah.
And you cling on to the right person. And the right person has to be the least liked person in any royal family.
Yes.
And then you glob onto that person. And really what you can do is ask them a bunch of questions about their life and just pretend that's your life. Just retell their stories as if they were your own.
So if somebody were to do it here, you'd find yourself an Eric Trump.
Yes.
The least of the kids.
Or even like a, what's her name? Not Veruca Salt. Tiffany.
Oh, Tiffany Trump. Forgot about her.
Exactly.
Probably even better.
Exactly.
She has arguably less access to her father, as he seems
that's
to
not
like
her. No, that's not the point.
Okay.
The idea isn't getting to the top of her family. The idea is getting in with other families.
Because then that shines too much of a light on you.
Right.
If you get to the tippy top.
Right.
If you're just joining us, we're talking about a German woman who was just a normie that pretended to be an empress from a made-up kingdom and got access to the elite class of Italy. You know,
she went to the Golden Globes. What is an empress? Look up what an empress is.
Definition
of empress.
Sometimes
it's just somebody who like owns land. Like if you're a baron, it's just because you own
property. Own land.
A woman who is a sovereign ruler of great power and rank, especially one ruling an empire.
Okay, so empire is in there.
Oh, wow.
So you can't have a German accent. You can't have a guten Tag.
Okay,
you can't say that.
The thing. Maybe you would know that. Kevin and I would have never known that. Somebody tells me they're an empress. I'm like, so you're the daughter of a king, I guess.
And Eric Trump definitely wouldn't know that.
No.
Right.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.